good singing all the way around. Yeah, I could sing, hear that song every service, and it wouldn't bother me one bit. I'm glad to be able to be in the house of God with you. And take your Bible, if you will. We'll be looking here in the book of Matthew and also in the book of Luke. For our text, we'll be looking in the book of Luke, Luke chapter number 17. If you find the place and you're able to stand, then stand while we look there in it. In verse number 1, it said, "Then said he unto his disciples, It impossible, but that offenses will come, but woe unto them through whom they come. It were better for him that a millstone hanged about his neck and be cast into the sea than that he should offend one of these little ones. Take heed to yourselves that if thy brother trespass against thee, rebuke him. And if he repent, forgive him. And if he trespass thee seven times in a day, and if seven times in a day turn again unto thee, saying, I repent, thou shalt forgive him." Now, I'm not going to be good at that. I'm not going to be good at that. One time, yeah, but a bunch of times, I'm not going to be good at it. I want to be good at it. I know it's right. Don't want to argue with the Lord over it. But let's pray. Father, we ask your blessings upon the reading of the word, and we do thank you for it and how good that it is. Bless, I pray, the word to every heart. Bless these boys and girls, these young men and young ladies. We pray that now you'd save the lost, lift up the downhearted, set the captives free. We'll thank you in advance for that in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you and be seated. Now in the Bible, there's one thing that we notice there in this little bit of lesson that we've looked at, is that sometimes there's offenses that arise. Somebody may be offended. Somebody may get offended. It might be that you become the offender. I don't know. Sometimes there's an offense. Sometimes there's an offender. Sometimes there's those that have been offended. And sometimes you'll just find out that obviously that it was going to be a real problem in the church. And here's what God simply says. If you know somebody that sinned against you, rebuke them. Just don't let it go. Rebuke them. Tell them where it's wrong. Hey, sister, that ain't right. Hey, brother, that ain't right. But now, when you do that, you're going to enter into having to get the repercussions of whatever hostility is going to come back your direction. I've seen a few people up and down the road of life. I don't want to pick on you ladies because y'all are the better cooks than we are. But anyhow, there's sometimes, you know, that I've seen, hey, sister, that ain't right. And my Lord, it's like she came out to be a demon-possessed Jezebel. Rant and rave, and buddy hates you and everybody. And just, you know, you couldn't reason together with them. You know, never get to the place in your life to where you can't be reasoned with. It's not a godly trait to not have good reasoning. That's a demonic trait. And let me tell you right now, you're going to find that there's a lot of double-minded people that are in the world. There may be some here tonight, but I guarantee you there will be. And what that is that one day you're happy about something, the next day you're mad as the devil over it. Now, I got to say to you that, if you will, that we've all of us got some of that in us somehow or another. But when you begin to look into this Bible lesson, you begin to recognize and know that there's going to be a time that somebody somewhere is going to need to get rebuked. And the Bible said if they repent, forgive them. And let me tell you right now, if they trespass seven times in a day, turn again and say, I repent, and thou shalt forgive them. And let me say to you that, if you will, that while you look in the book of Matthew chapter number 18, there's a passage over there that we ought to be looking at. And the Bible says, and it's about verse number 35. Now, in this lesson that you're looking at, Matthew chapter number 18, verse 35, he says, "So likewise shall my heavenly Father do also unto you, if ye from your hearts forgive not every one his brother in their trespass." Now, in 50 years of ministry, I have seen people that got their business straightened up and straightened out. In less than 24 hours, somebody wanted to go ahead and bury the hatchet in them again. God said that if somebody commits an error and you rebuke them, then they repent, you better forgive them. And if you don't, the Heavenly Father will not forgive you. That's pretty rough, isn't it? That's the reason why that I don't want to let the sun go down on my wrath. You know, here's the deal right here. When the Bible said, let not the sun go down on your wrath, he means you ought to get your business took care of before sundown. I don't care if it's with each other. I don't care if it's with you and somebody else. But if you're going to be able to be right in the sight of God, you're not to go to bed with a bunch of junk hanging over your head. In this lesson that we're looking at is that sometimes, you know, as you're growing older, and of course, whenever you go to getting a girlfriend, a boyfriend, there's going to be times you're going to be offended. I'm not going to speak to her, or I won't speak to him until hell freezes over. Well, that means you're never going to speak to him again because hell's not freezing over. And what it does is that whenever it shows you that you've got something wrong and you're not willing to follow what God ever said about it, I'm not going to bed with this wrath on me. Now, in the lesson that you're looking at, and make no mistake about it, sooner or later, you know, here you are dating. What's the matter? What's the matter, hon? It may be the man or woman responding this way. What seemed to be? Nothing. Well, it sure is something. I mean, a while ago, we were singing, oh, how I love Jesus, and now you're acting like, oh, how I hate you. So you better bet you something's wrong. See? I got to tell you right now. Sometimes is that there's real problems around. And the reason why we don't want to tell what's wrong with us, it sounds so silly. Now, y'all can every now and again wave a Bible cover, jerk out something, throw it in the floor, wave a, you know. But just sit there looking like wooden Indians. Don't make me turn Tanner loose. I want to say to you that if you will, please, is that it's good to be saved. It's good to know the Lord and the free pardon of sin. And every now and again, let me tell you right now, you're going to need to rebuke somebody besides your children or get rebuked besides you from your wife. I got to tell you right now, I've seen some things this past year that I'd have never believed it. I would have never believed it. And let me tell you right now, I've seen some people act so full of the devil and demonic is that I'd have never thought it. I mean, I've seen people get disappointed, and I've seen people get sad, and I've seen people in all that business there need to have some gladness. But I've seen some things, buddy, and experienced some onslaught of the devil that I would have never dreamed would have happened. Now, I got to tell you right now is the Lord will handle all that in due time. Because you're never going to get rid of it. You're never going to get that took care of. You remember what Jezebel did with Ahab? Ahab was laying around pouting. He wanted Naboth's vineyard. Remember that? And of course, Naboth didn't want to sell it. He said, I can't give you that. So that's my inheritance. I can't get rid of it. So there he was laying in the bed, sucking on his thumb, feeling bad for himself and all that when Jezebel came in. Jezebel said, I can get it for you. And old Jezzy went to work on it. She lied and cheated and connived and stole. Had him murdered. There's a lot of Jezzies in this county that if they had their way, I'd be dead. And I wouldn't be having to deal with the problems of life. But I'm glad I'm still kicking and still running right on time. I want to say to you that, if you will, that as a result of that, is that she would have gotten by with it. Jezebel went ahead and had false witnesses put up, and they had accusers put up, and as a result, they had a case against Naboth, and they had him put to death. And Jezebel said to her husband, go on in and take the possession. It's yours now. And you know, they'd have been all right, been fun, and they would have had a good time. But one day, somebody came knocking on their heart's door, and a man of God. God's heard you and God's seen what you've done. And buddy, you're fixing to pay a high price for low living. Do you remember that he finally told them that where the dogs lick the blood of Naboth, he's going to lick your blood. And boy, you read the rest of it. When they came to their demise, it certainly was exactly that way. I want to tell you about you. I want God to hear my prayers. And there's a few people in this world that I've met. Nobody's here tonight. And I'm not talking about everybody goes to thinking about people that left of late. I'm not talking about them either. But I want to tell you something. I've met some people in life that I can promise you that were so hostile and so mean and so ugly and such discord sowers that if I had somebody that I didn't want to pray for, I've got a few people picked out. But if you go ahead and give me a reason and ask me to forgive you, I may not want to, but I'll have to because I know what the book said. When it comes time for me to get forgiveness, I'm going to want to get forgiveness too. I wonder tonight, are you that way? Do you have that? Our Father, we ask your blessings now upon the reading of the Word, and we do thank you for it, and how good it's been to be here in the house of God. We pray you'd right every wrong. We pray that, Lord, that you'd help us to do that which will please thee. We'll thank you in advance for that in Jesus' name. Amen.